With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Additional crews and fire engines have arrived to fight five separate fires in the Highway 2 corridor in northwestern Montana. The largest is the Lazier Creek 3 fire at more than 1,100 acres. It's south of Highway 2 and west of the Thompson River Road. About 30% is contained. Firefighters continue to battle the three other smaller fires between Kalispell and Libby. The 15-acre Grub fire in that area is now 100% contained. Fire officials say the cooler temperatures and higher humidity have helped reduce fire activity across the state. Spokesperson Haley Graff says this includes the more than 1,100-acre July fire near Zortman.
The progress that we've made on the July fire over the last few days has set us up to be in a good position to continue managing this fire.
BLM law enforcement is investigating the July fire as a suspected human-caused fire. Weather conditions this week are expected to get a lot hotter and drier, which could increase fire activity. Missoula County is suing the owner of an industrial site near Frenchtown over more than $1.2 million in overdue property taxes. The county alleges M2 Green redevelopment is overdue on taxes as far back as 2012 on two of the parcels at the former Smurfit Stone paper mill site. The Green Investment Group bought the property in 2011 with plans to tear down the buildings and redevelop it. Work stopped when salvaged steel prices declined. The county's complaint, filed today, also asks the court to order M2 Green to turn over the proceeds from an auction scheduled next month, and that it not be allowed to sell any property or water rights while the case is pending.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's Republican Commissioner of Securities and Insurance won't say he's going to challenge Democrat John Tester for Montana's Senate seat that's up in 2018, but Matt Rosendale also isn't saying he won't run. On Monday, the Washington, D.C. news source Roll Call reported that the GOP is, quote, waiting on Rosendale in Montana's Senate race. I asked Rosendale if he's running.
I certainly have had tremendous encouragement from the people of Montana and from some of the leadership in the Republican Party from Washington to consider that.
Rosendale says that he's not focused on a possible Senate run at the moment.
Right now, I'm completely focused on making sure that I take care of the needs within my agency and make sure that the people of Montana have access to the best health care possible.
The Associated Press is reporting that Senator Tester has added another $2 million to his campaign war chest as he prepares to face his eventual Republican opponent. Ahead of Friday's latest fundraising reporting deadline, Tester's campaign said he already had $4.7 million on hand as of June 30th. His $2 million take since April 1st adds to a similar amount that he reported to the Federal Election Commission for the first quarter of the year. With less than a year before the Republican primary, potential GOP contenders will have to make a decision soon to begin building the campaign infrastructure and financial backing to mount a serious campaign. Democrats have also shown concern about a possible run by District Judge Russell Fagg of Billings, a former state legislator who's formed an exploratory committee. Fagg earlier announced that he would be stepping down from the bench in October and has said he would not make a formal announcement about a Senate bid until then. A handful of lesser-known Republicans have also expressed interest in Tester's seat, which handicappers say could be among the most competitive next year. I'm Eric Whitney.
Visitation to Yellowstone National Park during June is down 4.8% from a year ago, but is still the second busiest June on record in the national park. The National Park Service counted more than 803,000 visits last month. In June 2016, the park welcomed over 838,000 visitors. More than 48 years after his plane was shot down during the Vietnam War, a Montana man is coming home. Air Force Captain Robert Edwin Holton of Butte, whose remains were excavated from the crash site earlier this year and recently verified, are in a sealed casket in Honolulu and will soon be on their way to Butte. The state of Montana's fleet of firefighting helicopters remains unable to fight some fires on federal land, and today a state legislative council asked for action. It's been a years-long struggle, Corin Cates Carney reports.
Montana's Environmental Quality Council sent a letter to the secretaries of the U.S. Departments of Agriculture and Interior Wednesday, urging an end to what was described by the state council as an illogical bureaucratic technicality. Montana has five large helicopters used to fight fires on state land, but they can rarely be used on federal land, which makes up about 29% of the state. David Smith with the Department of Agriculture says federal officials inspected the state helicopters in 2015 and found they didn't meet national standards.
But we came up with an agreement that allows for those helicopters to be used in circumstances where human life is immediately at risk.
The EQC doesn't think that's enough and wants the feds to allow the state helicopters, which are sometimes closer than national resources, to respond as soon as a fire starts. The EQC letter to federal land managers also asked for additional firefighting attention in eastern Montana, where fire could consume sage-grouse habitat. Staff at the Interior Department wasn't available for an interview, but an emailed statement from an Interior spokesman said Secretary Ryan Zinke continues to monitor the fire situation in Montana and is, quote, dedicated to keeping our people, land, and wildlife safe, unquote. John Brendan from Scobie, who sits on the Environmental Quality Council, told members during a brief phone conference Wednesday that conditions in northeast Montana are getting dangerous.
We've had four fires that didn't start in my place that burned up my pasture and several other people's pasture. That's how dry it is, and it's four times within a week.
The EQC voted unanimously in favor of sending the letter asking for firefighting assistance to federal officials. The council will meet again in September. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.